Dad log, stardate 07062018. Good morning, fam. Happy Friday. I hope everyone is having a fantastic start to their weekend. Thank you so much for stopping by the dad logs. Couple of things before we dive into today's dad log. Still looking for 10 to 15 second clips. I would expect that by early next week, I should have a relatively final prototype of the project that we've been working on for the last month. So I'm hoping that we're getting there, but I still need more clips. A few of you have sent some more, so thank you for those of you who have sent your clips. If you have not sent me any clips, I am very much interested in getting your 10 to 15 second clips of y'all playing. It can be as simple as a cell phone video of me seeing reactions to you guys playing video games. That's all I'm looking for. All right, fam. Thank you so much for the Warframe stream last night. It was a little bit different because we ran the Sacrifice quest. It was amazing. DE really outdid themselves with this particular quest. I'm going to do a state of the game, I think, probably tomorrow on Warframe. But I am very happy with that quest and where the game's at right now. I'm pretty excited to continue to be diving back into the world of Warframe. And we are, on Saturday, we are actually doing a co-cast with Mixer's newest partner, Ninja Bear, is going to be joining us for a co-cast on Saturday. We're going to be diving back into Warframe and helping him get started up and running on Warframe because he's brand new to the game, or at least is diving back in after a very long hiatus. And so I'm very excited to help him out and to co-cast with him. It's going to be an exciting time, so stay tuned for that. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about diversifying your networking. So networking has come up a few different times in some conversations that I've been having with some other broadcasters. I see the topic talked about all the time, and so I wanted to give you guys and gals a little bit of my take on networking and the reality that the more diverse your network is, the better. And what I mean by diversifying your networking is that if you spend all of your time in a single channel or two channels, you're not really maximizing the potential of your time in regards to how you're networking, right? I go out and I try and discover one or two new broadcasters every single week. And I will tell you that a lot of my growth on the Mixer platform is a direct result of it's not the amount of time I'm networking, it's how I'm going about networking, right? I am always coming across new broadcasters on Twitter. I am always coming across new broadcasters on Instagram. I'm coming across new broadcasters via the channels that I do, that I'm already a member of their communities, right? And I take a very diverse approach and a focused approach on trying to meet as many new people as I possibly can, because you never know when opportunity is going to come by and you might be able to co-stream with that person. You never know when you could be networking with someone who's smaller than you. And this is another point that I'll talk about in a little bit, but the other piece of diversifying your network is diversifying and networking with broadcasters big and small. But my point is that if your networking entails going into the same two or three channels every single day, and you're not looking for new broadcasters, especially on Mixer when there's new broadcasters being added every single day, then you're not really, in my opinion, not spending your time wisely, because if you could spend way more time in 10 different channels instead of, let's say you spend 10 hours a week networking and you spend all 10 of those hours in the same three channels, or instead you could take those 10 hours and spread it over 10 channels, right? An hour in someone's chat, especially if it's an active hour where you are, you know, talking to that broadcaster and talking to their community, more importantly, And getting to know their community and understanding if it's a place that you want to support and be a part of, being able to have that impact on 10 people is way more valuable than having that impact on only 3 people and spending 3 hours in their chatting, right? So it's important to focus on making sure that you're talking to as many people as you can and getting to know as many people as you can and getting to know the communities of as many people as you can. Because at the end of the day, all your eggs in one basket really isn't a great strategy pretty much ever. So that's what I've got for you. Chat. I just called you chat. Vlog watchers, podcast listeners, Legion. We'll go with Legion. I appreciate all the love and the support, y'all. Thank you so much for your continued support. It very much means the world to me. So my encouragement again, diversify your networking, spend time in as many channels as you can. Even if it's a little bit less time so that you can get to more channels, always be looking for new broadcasters to support and to love on, because the more the merrier in regards to networking. That's my encouragement for you today. Thank you so much for stopping by the Dad Logs. If you are on Facebook, a like and follow would be very much appreciated. If you're on YouTube, a subscription would be very much appreciated. I can't talk today. Very much appreciated. Leave me a comment in the comments below and let me know topics you want to hear covered, what you guys and gals think about the networking topic and what your personal approach to networking is. I would very much love to hear it. If you're on your favorite podcast platform, a like and or a rating and a subscription would be very much appreciated. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Have a great start to your weekend, and we will see you tomorrow night, Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern on mixer.com/dadxscottxgame. Thank you so much for the support. Have a great weekend.